Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. What a joy and a privilege it is this morning to come to you this beautiful Lord's Day. And I was thinking on the way in this morning, what a great day it is to be up and about the Father's business. And I tell you, some drag along and carry their burdens and all their complaints, all their worries, but on a Sunday morning it excites me. It's exciting to know that we can gather into the house of the Lord, that we can lift up the precious name of our Savior Jesus. And today is a special day. We talk about sometimes we have a special service for this or a special service for that, but anytime we can lift up the precious name of Jesus, it's a special service. So we're glad to share a few minutes of your Sunday morning. We pray the Lord bless you with a good Thanksgiving Day, a wonderful time, and I hope and pray you took time to thank Him. I know if you're like me, there was more to thank Him for than you had time, but don't quit. Just keep on thanking Him. He's been awful good to us, and we do invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11, and then on Wednesday evening we have a youth service and an adult Bible study. We'd invite you to come join us for that, and if you missed our nativity last night, why, that's all right. We're going to have it again on the 11th of December at 6 o'clock, and you can come by, drive by, pull in, spend a little time with us, whatever you'd like, but we would invite you to come out and see or join us. Take a few minutes out of your everything else and just kind of stop by and see as we try to remind folks about what the birth is and what the season we celebrate is truly about. We do want to say thank you to Brother George House, a wonderful deacon from over at Brown's Chapel. We've known him many years, loved him, and appreciate him. And he saw us out yesterday working out at the church and stopped by to help. And I appreciate that so much, just the fellowship with him and the willingness just to come by and lend a hand. And we just thank the Lord for him this morning. And we do ask you to remember all of those that are sick today. But I've got a special request, little church down in Kentucky. We talked with several over the course of the week down there, and a little confusion in the body, and God's able to take care of. We trust He already has, and so we just ask you to join us in a word of prayer for them this morning as we bow our head. Our Lord and gracious Master, blessed Redeemer, Savior, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, so thankful, God. Well, Lord, so glad that you woke us into this beautiful day. And, oh, Lord, while there's much, God, our little feeble mind can't comprehend and understand, Lord. And, God, we understand enough to bow our hearts before you, Lord. I'm thanking you for all that you've done and all that you do this morning. And, Lord, thankful, God, that in the midst of the storm, you still have that anchor, God. We pray this morning, Lord, how your blessings upon those that's not able, God, how to be up and about your business today. Father, we pray this morning, how those that lie on the beds of affliction, God, there in the hospital, how maybe those confined to a home or at home, how, Lord, that you be with them today and bless them, oh God. Father, those that's able this morning, I stir their hearts as you have mine today. Lord, help them to understand, God, how needful, how important it is, how to assemble in your house and lift up your precious name. Father, oh God, bless your children. How were they gather and assemble this morning? And oh God, how those men that will stand behind that sacred desk. Father, give them the very words to speak. I pour out your spirit upon them today. God, that the word would go forth in power and strength, God. Feeding the flock scattered across the land this morning. Lord God, we ask you today for the few minutes that you've allotted unto me. God, that you you would bless and use it, God, to your honor and your glory. And God, that you would bless the reading of your precious word. Our Father, the little time we try to stand and bring forth the message. And God, we ask you this morning, I bless the little church on God. Our Father, it's called for counsel and prayer. And God, help them through the storm. God, we believe this morning that you've begun a good work there. And God, and you're able to complete it this morning. And God, bless each one that's involved. And oh God, how that little body of believers today. Father, oh God, we thank you this morning for our Christian brothers, for the love and fellowship. And God, our little family this morning. And God, oh God, we ask you again today how to send that convicting power out. And God, help them to understand how their need of a Savior before it's too late. Oh God, help us to say the right thing at the right time in the right place. Oh God, we know this morning that it's your will that none should perish. Father God, help us today. Lord, we would ask you once again to bless the young men and women that serve our country. Father, oh God, how we appreciate the sacrifice they make. And God, it's not about politics and parties. And God, it's about men and women that's willing to volunteer to protect our freedom. And God, bless them and their little families, God. I know many of them this weekend, and God, sit around and wish they were able to be with them. And God, but the circumstances and the situations prevented. Lord, unite them soon again, we pray. And God, and again now go with us. Using this precious time, how you've given to us, and oh Lord, lest we be forgetful this morning. I bless the good station, God. Each one that hath a part. Father, to keep the gospel going out. Lord, the songs being sung, and the precious name of Jesus being uplifted. I bless them. Now we pray. And God, go with us again, we ask. In the precious, precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I hear in the 37th Psalm this morning, I'm going to read just a verse or two. I try to hasten along today. In the 37th Psalm, in the 38th verse, it says, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. Aren't you glad today? Our salvation is of the Lord. Boys, I tell you what, you and I have before us right now, as the children of God, we've got one of the best times there is, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to spend my time arguing about this and that, debunking myths, trying to shame people because they do this or that. Boys, if they wish you a happy holidays, I smile and say thank you and Merry Christmas. God loves you. Brother, I tell you right now, our salvation is of the Lord. It's been brought down. How that we could have it this morning. Brother, why would we waste the precious time of Jesus? I denouncing this and arguing about that. I'm boys along hell traditions. Some will say, preacher, they're not right. Brother, I know a lot of folks not right, but it doesn't change a thing. Jesus come that they might be born again. I say by the grace of God, I'm boys, you and I this morning, we've got something to share, something to tell them about. Yes, my friend, there's a lot of things that bother me. Boys, I've got something better than that. I know Jesus as my Savior. Salvation is of the Lord this morning. Brother, aren't you glad God didn't leave it up to a council of men? Aren't you glad this morning God didn't give that power into the hand of a man? Brother, to give to who he chose. Brother, who's it come down to? Brother, it's been brought down into the reach of every man, woman and boy or girl. John said that light hath appeared unto all men. Brother, Jesus come for you this morning. Yea, my friend, the psalmist was quick to remind us that the wicked, the transgressors shall be destroyed. Don't you doubt it today. Brother, hell is just as real as heaven is this morning. The sad part, the tragedy today, is for you to get there. You've got to walk over the prayers of mother, the prayers of the church, the effort in the preaching of the gospel. Brother, but more than anything else, you've got to tread underfoot the precious blood of Jesus. Why? For he died for you. Just the same as he did me. Boys, I'm glad for the blessings I have here in this world. I've got a good companion. Brother, I've got a wonderful family. I've got a wonderful brother. I've got brothers-in-laws and sister-in-laws. Brother, I've got aunts and uncles. I've got so much this morning, but I'll tell you what, I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Brothers are gathering over on the other side, and I aim to go there. Why? Because salvation is of the Lord. Brother, as much as I love mother, she couldn't give it to me. Brother, I know of you, know my dear Uncle Charlie. I know what he means to me. Brother, he prayed and he preached for me. But when it come down to it, that morning he couldn't give it to me. Brother, he was there, but he couldn't give it to me. Why, salvation is of the Lord. Brother, they could have dipped me in that old creek till I was wrinkled up like a prune, and not one of my sins would have floated downstream. It wasn't until the blood was applied, my heart believed upon the only begotten Son of God. Salvation is of the Lord this morning, and yea, thanks be unto God. The Lord shall help them. Brother, he's been my helper. He's been my strength. He's more than my hope today. I tell you what, an anchor looks awful pretty hanging there on the bow of the ship, but it ain't worth a dime if it won't hold you in the storm. Boys, you can keep her painted, you can keep her shined, you can brag about it being the best in the land, but the testing of your anchor will come when the storms blow in, when the seas begin to roll, and the waves begin to toss. Then you'll know this morning, brother, I stand not only on the authority of the Word of God, I'm a brother by experience today. The anchor still holds. Salvation salvation is there for you today. Brother, they might not want to do this, and they might not want to do that. They may be more concerned with a nickel. Brother, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. How about you today? This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. God bless you.